time for the Global Threat Report, Global Threat Solutions. Ladies and gents, 100% veteran-owned, Long Island-based security investigation firm offering so many services, also fully licensed private investigations firm. To go on the website and learn more, for peace of mind in uncertain times, globalthreatsolutions.com. A phone call, any questions, always welcome. It's 646-946-6649. The CEO and leader, as far as global threat is concerned. My friend, Captain Ken Bombase. Great having you, Cap. Appreciate the late request and answering the call, as always. You know, there's so much going on. I had Lee Zeldin on a couple of minutes ago. If he were the governor, he would deploy the National Guard. I would. Would you at this point in time with what's happening right now at Columbia U?
Morning, Jay. Thanks for having me on. Of course. And before that, I would probably just work with the NYPD to come on campus and drag these people off. It's a it's private property. And if they don't want them there, they can remove them. It's just, this is directly related to the leadership at Columbia. You know, there's been this wave of anti-Israel protests across the country, but no other protest has garnered more attention than the one at Columbia. And Jay, you know, there's like, there's this problem on the left where, let's say the mainstream left is terrified by this far left progressive element of the Democrat Party. They refuse to condemn them no matter how outrageous their behavior is. And people aren't speaking up about how insane this is. Again, especially at Columbia. This operation at Columbia is organized, and a lot of these people aren't even students, you know, and the Columbia University leadership, they've totally failed their students. And by the way, also the parents of those students who sent their children to this wildly expensive school. You know, they've been negotiating with these protesters and have extended deadlines over and over. And now these protesters, I'm watching it on TV right now. I mean, they've taken this residence hall, broken windows. They are all wearing hoods. I mean, you look at some of these pictures, they look like Hamas. People that are in there right now. That's what they look like. It's insane. They put black tape over the security cameras. I mean, this is insane that they are, and they have these Intifada flags hanging off the building. It is insane that they're allowing this. And that's who's to blame. The university president at Columbia. You know, and I'll tell you, Jay, I think that these universities, these elite liberal universities, they took a hit, and it's going to be irreparable. I mean, as far as the donations that have been cut to these universities. And now, I don't care what your political affiliation is, you will think long and hard before you're going to send your kid to one of these institutions. They can't even have a normal graduation. They can't go to class. It's insane. Who wants to send their kid to that environment? And that, one more thing, Jay, is that, you know, the proper steps for this university president to take were so very clear. I would have designated a protest area that allows students to exercise their First Amendment, right? But we determine where that is, and it has to be in view so that they can see people. But we designate a safe location. That's what the university should have done. Say no non-students are allowed on this campus. And if they're here, we're having them arrested for trespassing by the NYPD. I would have cleared out all the tents and nonsense. No one gets to camp out here. And if students don't adhere to the rules and they pose any inconvenience to other students trying to go to class, they immediately get suspended and kicked off campus. That's it. I just solved it in 1 minute. And this university president knows that's the answer, but they don't have the courage to do it.
100%. If you're Kathy Hochul, if you're any type of leader, you step in yourself, you get yourself to Columbia, you set up a podium, and you give them 30 minutes to get out or else. I mean, that's basically how you do it. And leadership prevails all the time with strength. We have nothing in Albany. We got nothing in the city. Eric Adams is a complete joke. You know, he's rivaling de Blasio, I'll tell you that much. He'll be, you know, as one of the worst. Hochul already is. I tell you, we got a great pack here, don't we? It is unbelievable. You get the National Guard in here. Listen, no one wants Kent State again, but you get them in here. Enough is. I mean, can you imagine? They're breaking windows and taking over buildings. It is, and look,
yeah,
at all over the country: GW, USC, Texas Austin, Emory, Atlanta. I mean, it's all over the place. All over the place here. And nobody is denouncing this. Nobody is denouncing this. Who is on the common sense side of things, the right side of things. Nobody is denouncing it. So it's really, it is beyond comprehension, Captain, as far as what we're looking at.
Yeah. You know, these universities, the protesters at Columbia specifically, they said, we're not leaving from at least until commencement. That's 2 weeks. Can you imagine you're one of these parents? Your kid has worked hard for 4 years to graduate from an Ivy League school, and you know they're going to destroy this commencement. You know they're going to ruin this ceremony. I'd be outraged right now. I'd be screaming at this leadership in this university, do your job. Clean out this campus. My kid wants to go to school. Enough is enough right now. Not to mention, we're not even talking about the larger, you know, geopolitical level look at this, which is obviously that the genocide claim is ridiculous. You know, and Jay, it's such a double standard, really, right? Look what happened to us in 9/11. We ended up killing 400,000 people in Afghanistan, and our civilian casualty ratio was higher. To claim that Israel right now is committing genocide is insane, especially when they're fighting an enemy that has part of their doctrine is to use civilians as shields. The Israelis are doing the best they can in a very tough situation. And to allow this narrative in this country, all over this place, without any real pushback, is insane, I think.
You know what I would like to know, Cap? If I'd like to know the percentage of students to actual organized groups, those who are hired by the Soros types to do this around the nation, because that's what it's all about, you know. I would like to know the percentage of students that are actually have paid their way into Columbia that are doing this right now.
Right.
I think that's an important number to somehow, you know, put your finger on. Because, you know, as I have stated, these are groups. These are organized Soros-funded type groups that are doing this around this nation.
Yeah, and I think that's a number. That's information that presidents like the one at Columbia, they don't want that information out there because these are organized efforts. A lot of these people aren't even students. They're allowing them on campus, which is endangering students. And they're doing it because they don't have the moral courage to stand up and say, you know, enough is enough. You have your First Amendment right, but you don't get to impose yourself on all the other students that are just here trying to get an education. It's ridiculous. And forget about, we haven't even talked about the Jewish students at these universities, of which there are many. Can you imagine what it must feel like for them right now? I mean, these are hateful statements these groups are making. They're talking about, you know, these are clearly anti-Israel. And I think that the university is allowing that. What happens to their rights? Where are their rights to go to school without being in fear right now? They don't even talk about that.
I guarantee you this won't happen down in Florida. It won't, because you got strength. You got strength in that capital city of Tallahassee. His name is Ron DeSantis. It doesn't happen with guys like DeSantis. Anybody with strength. Anybody with common sense. It happens here because Kathy Hochul is an absolute joke of how she handles everything. She's an absolute disgrace as a governor. Really is.
Yeah.
The captain with us. You know, what happened in Charlotte yesterday, mind-boggling. Is it four U.S. Marshals killed now? And they went for a disturbance of some sort, Cap? I mean, what I got on my phone was very tough to comprehend. And what finally transpired, the number of police injured, U.S. Marshals that were killed, unbelievable what happened in North Carolina yesterday. Give me a sec.
You know, Jay, this is it's a brutal reminder of the tough job our law enforcement officers have around the whole country, specifically the Marshals Task Force. And I've worked with them when I was a detective in intelligence. They consist of U.S. Marshals and officers from local agencies, and their job is literally to hunt down the most dangerous fugitives that are living among us in society. So that's what they were doing. They were serving a warrant on an individual, specifically for a felony of possession of a weapon. And when they approached, they received fire from a high-powered rifle, And ultimately, right now as it stands, we have one U.S. Marshal dead, two members of the state's Adult Corrections Department, and one Charlotte Metro police officer. But unfortunately, Jay, that number may rise. I think there's at least one of those, because eight people were shot in total. And at least one of them is in critical condition and you know, just holding on to life right now. So, again, this is just a periodically we get these brutal incidents that act as a reminder of how dangerous these jobs are. And we saw that yesterday in Charlotte. And I could just, I'll add one other thing, you know. I don't care what unit it is. When you're approaching residents like that, you could have a in the U.S. Marshals Task Force, these are highly trained people. You have someone who's just lying in wait with a high-powered rifle. It's very hard to avoid casualties in a scenario like that, and that's exactly what happened.
Very tough times, without question. Very tough times. And they've got the two people in question right now as far as in custody, which is a good thing. But, well, I'll tell you, you said it right. You know, to be on this job that these folks do on a daily basis, it's tough. It really is tough. The captain with us. One more, Cap, before we let you go. We know that Biden had a conversation with Netanyahu. We know that Blinken is over there. They're trying to map out some sort of a ceasefire agreement. Listen, I don't think there'll be anything in play here. I mean, if you're telling me it's about all of those hostages, however many left, I want them all released. I'm not sending you 700 prisoners, Palestinian prisoners. I'm going to tell you that much. No, not happening. It's either a reasonable doctrine of a negotiation, okay? Both sides agree, reasonable circumstances involved. I just don't get a sense that anything will be of that nature. I just don't get a sense. Okay.
Yeah, Jay, it seems that Israel has bent over backwards. They've put in very reasonable language in these previous proposals, and yeah. Hamas doesn't want a settlement. Iran doesn't want an agreement, and that's why they've been just so unrealistic. We've talked about it. You look at the numbers. They're asking for the people. They're asking for their people to be returned from this ongoing war crime where they kidnapped them when they came into their country and stole them. And have done horrific things to them, many of them dead, these hostages. That's all they want back. And in exchange, they return, like, far more Palestinian prisoners that are being held in Israeli jails. So right now, this most recent one includes a 40-day truce in return for the release of hostages. We'll see if this goes through, but there is a statement. I've been seeing some reporting that says that Prime Minister Netanyahu says, with or without a truce, we're going into Rafah. And I think that's what Hamas is trying to avoid. So we'll see how far this gets. And again, I don't think that Hamas is a legitimate broker right now. I don't think they want to see a deal come through. We'll see how this unfolds and what the terms are.
Cap, it's great having you. As always, on a last-minute request, with all that's going on, you always answer our call. We appreciate that. So keep up the great work, and we'll have you on soon, obviously, with these types of breaking events. But, man, I'll tell you, we have a plate full. And the captain always answering the call, GlobalThreatSolutions.com for peace of mind in uncertain times, 646-946-6649. Any questions, make that call. Of course, listen to the captain's brief. Part of the great show with the captain and Tom Evans, his partner. 11 o'clock Saturday mornings right here, Captain's Brief, on 103.9 LI News Radio. Cap, great rest of your Tuesday, and we'll chat.
Thanks, Jay. Look forward to it.